All right. It's Monday, August 24th, 2026, 7 PM. We'll open up the Sunapee City Council meeting. Start with pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is to review correct and or approve minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have first and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Citizen input. Anybody want to step forward, state your name and address?
Kayla Sams, 3362 Haversick Road. I just wanted to say I appreciate the city council putting up the audio recordings of your previous meetings. I still wish that there was video. I feel like I have been listening to the recordings and sometimes it's hard to tell who's speaking. So having that sort of video would be nice and having just being able to feel more part of the what's happening rather than listening after the fact. I do, again, appreciate that the recordings are up there in a timely manner and not, we don't have to wait until minutes are approved to see what happened at the meeting, so that's wonderful. I do also want to point out that one of your meetings from the city council meeting from July 27th is actually your court recording. It's not the city stuff. So you might want to change that.
Trial and error.
Yeah, that's okay. I figured nobody else had seen it. But the other thing that I would think would be great was if you let the community know that these were available. I feel like it's on your website, but there hasn't been any public announcement on your Facebook page or anybody else. I heard about it because somebody told me about it. I didn't know anything was happening until I listened to the court recording that said, oh, hey, we're going to post the court recordings. So just letting the community know that that is an option, I think that's great, whether that's on Facebook or your upcoming newsletter or some other way, I think would be appreciated. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? State your name and address.
Elliot Sweeney, 430 Wilson Lane. I actually have a couple things this evening that I'd like to discuss. I happen to be a member on the Sunapee-Eversund-Nooksack Subzone Flood Advisory Committee, and I believe there's another council member that's also a member of the committee as well. The committee itself hasn't met in a couple of years or more. It's just been trying to get it to meet, but it hasn't met. However, it does have taxing authority, and it raises money from folks who own homes in Eversund-Nooksack and Eversund Subzone area. This got me to thinking a little bit, particularly since our home's been flooded 3 times in the last 5 years, which I'm sure, well, maybe you don't, but every time I get up here, I say that. Fortunately, we are getting our home finally raised in November of 2027, so we're going to have to work on that little project. As I mentioned before, I was up here, 2 inches for us would have made a pretty big difference in this last flood. So I've been working a little bit with a couple of the county council members, particularly Scanlon and Boyle, and we've been chatting a little bit about Johnson Creek and Sumas River, something that this committee has chatted about in the past. Perhaps doing something that didn't happen, well, it hasn't happened since I've been here, but cleaning up both of those bodies, at least to pre-21 flood levels. Now, in the event of a major flood, is that going to do much? Probably not. But in the event of a flood, say that's of last December, would 2 inches have helped? It would have helped me. Would 4 inches have helped? That would help other folks in this room, perhaps. 3 inches? Yeah, it would have helped. So one of the county council members, and I know you all are going to be, some of you are going to be having meetings later in the week to discuss other types of priorities. This type of priority that I'm bringing forward is something that I believe would help the whole community, not necessarily public infrastructure, but homes in general in the community. They asked that you all consider a motion to put cleaning the river, and Johnson Creek as a priority. That's it. As a priority. If they have that as a priority from this body, they believe that they can go and get funding to do that this fall. Now, one of those council members has been chatting with the head of Public Works, and they're going back and forth. They believe that they can get funding, and they believe, well, right now, just in the budget of the subzone, there's over $1 million. So, if you were to pass this, I go and I call for a meeting of that committee, which has not met in 2.5 some years. I go to staff, and this motion has already been drafted and proposed and passed by some of the council members, that the Sumas Everson Nooksack Flood Control Subzone Advisory Committee recommend that up to $1 million be available subzone funds be made available on an expedited basis for flood control necessary to clean Johnson Creek and Sumas River and its tributaries within the city of Sumas and the surrounding unincorporated portions of Whatcom County and restore both channels toward their pre-flood capacity with the objective of completing the work during the fall of 2026 before the next flood season, subject to an interlocal agreement between Whatcom County and the city of Sumas for work within the city and the surrounding areas, and confirmation that the work will not jeopardize existing or potential future FEMA funding. Funds shall be used only to the extent necessary to accomplish the work, with any remaining subzone funds continuing to be available for other flood control priorities within the subzone. Now, there are a number of hurdles. Will this happen? I don't know. But you have, as county council members, are willing to try, or excuse me, these county council members are willing to try to help Sumas do something potentially this fall before flood season. All you have to do is say, this is a priority. That's it. Thank you.
Can I add something onto that to council, not to Elliot?
Sure.
I have been in contact with John Scanlon, and he just needs something from the city, from the council, that says we want to make this a priority, not the priority, not number one priority, just a priority. And they're gonna look at it on their dime. They would come in and do the work and look at, because Councilmember Scanlon has been CCing me and you on some of the emails, and I talked to him on Friday, and I mean, what Elliot's saying is true, and I don't know how I was going to talk about it during flood meeting agenda.
Oh, we're ahead of the game.
Well, now we're ahead of the game. And I maybe was going to get advice from Jim. I don't know how do I make a motion to, if you, and maybe you guys will want to chime in about it.
Well, I think we need to figure out what they want exactly.
All they want is a motion that said it's a priority.
A right. Motion.
Say it has to be a first priority or a 10th priority. Just a priority.
I'm speaking with the
my apologies.
Thank you. That funding, that $1 million, is actually SLID's money. It's not the county's money. So, and the other funds that they were talking about pulling was that $3 million.
John Scanlon said it wouldn't be part of the $3 million.
Well, that's the way he described it to me.
Well, on Friday on the phone, he said it wouldn't be a part of that. Potentially, if they didn't have enough funding at the county level with, like, the drainage district 31 or whatever it is.
Right, it's 31 and 21, I think.
Something that they would piece from there first. And like what Elliot's kind of trying to say is that if we make this motion that says we are interested in cleaning out Johnson Creek on their dime, majority of it, and their workers, if it doesn't happen and they can't swing it, then it just dies.
Yeah. And I'll have to talk to him, because he's changed something there based on the conversation I had with him.
Well, is that something that, like, you guys, the other council members would be interested in coming back? Okay, yeah. Well, it just sounded like maybe you.
Well, I'm just skeptical about the money part because they promise, they make promises and then.
Right.
They go, well, no, we're gonna take it out of this pot.
Excuse me, I'm like, I'm gonna ask for money.
To the council member, please. Thank you.
How you gonna get it by the ecology, the part of ecology?
Well, it's just cleaning.
Still ecology, you still gotta get, you still put in the bucket in ecology, but ecology.
Well, most of that work's done for this, for Johnson and Sumas River. But FEMA gave that $1 million, I think it's gonna get clawed back by FEMA. That's in the SWID accounts, but anyway.
It's SWID different than the district?
Well, SWID is in charge of the districts, so. And they're the ones that decide where that money goes, but that $1 million is from FEMA and FEMA's taking it back.
That's the one you thought they'd take back, right?
And their budget is $115,000 a year based on the tax base and stuff, so not a lot of money.
How long have you been paying on that?
Exactly.
How long has the city been paying on that? All the people here?
Well, it's taxpayers paying it, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but how long have we been paying on it?
How long have we been paying on it with no action?
For eternity.
Being done.
Since every all moved here?
Yeah.
And nothing's ever been done in the whole time? So where's all the money at?
Well, see, and that's what Councilmember Scanlon is trying to, like.
It's always been a priority. The city's always priority, it wanted to be. He's just asking for us to write a letter saying it is a priority, which is fine. But again, it's the funding. Where's all the money at?
Well, so they can dig up the money. I mean, would we be interested with somebody that wants some help with Johnson Creek? I mean, that's always.
Well, we're all about cleaning on Johnson Creek.
Like it for Sumas River, we all like it, right? But I, yeah, it's the money. My God, my thing is ecology, unless it's approved, you know, ecology, but I have no qualms making it a priority.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can make it a priority. Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree with everybody else.
I think everybody agrees with.
Me, I'd like to see kind of, because it's hard hearing what he's had to say and what we're talking about, and I'm still relatively new. I'd like to see it on paper just from my own perspective, if there's some kind of breakdown, just for, so I can understand it a little better. It's hard for me to just, what everybody's saying, to get a full picture of what's going on, but I understand what they're talking about and I would be willing to, just I'd like to see it in physical form.
Oh, I mean, the motion isn't here now.
Yeah, so.
Well, how would I bring, Jim, how would I bring a motion?
So, we could, this, for, I, maybe find a little bit more detail about the format that they wanted. And I know Mr., I don't remember Mr. Elliott's last name.
Mr. Elliott Swaney.
Okay, but I know he had some specific language he was kind of reading or whatever, but a resolution. The city adopts a resolution saying this is a priority and da, 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 if that's what it takes and you can walk it down there and that gets us somewhere, great.
Would a simple motion that just off the fly, like what John Count Scanlon was talking about, would that not be enough?
I don't know what they, so you're asking me what's good enough for them. I think if you had a resolution that it kind of says where the city council adopts a resolution, then you have sort of something in writing that you can, could hand to Mr. Scanlon or Ms. Boyle or whoever, whoever needs it. So I think that can all be accomplished. I think a resolution is kind of a good way for the council to express its, would be a good way for the council to express that. And I think it's probably better than just a motion that's in minutes or something like that, so.
Okay, I'll do a resolution then.
When the resolution has to come back as paper, you'll bring it back next meeting, but you make a motion so it can be brought back, right? The resolution's on sheet of paper.
It's good for me to, it's good to bring back the actual written resolution. You guys can see it, so yeah, this.
I mean, yeah, I'll create a resolution is what I'm saying. I will draft a resolution.
Okay.
Right, that's what you're telling me.
Well, I wasn't telling you to draft a resolution. I was telling you, normally you guys tell me to go draft a resolution.
Oh, go draft one.
If that's.
I'm just used to doing all the work, I don't know.
So she'd make a motion to draft a resolution for us to.
Yeah, so I think maybe get a little bit more of the, if there's a little more specific detail to be passed on regarding the verbiage that maybe they're looking for. That'd be great. So we can put together a resolution, council can look at it and decide whether they want to do that or not.
I think everybody's in agreement on that.
Okay.
But it would be next meeting.
Well, you've had your time. What else do you need?
I just wanted to clarify, all he wants is a motion, a resolution. It may fail miserably, but he wants to have the ability to start working on our behalf.
Right.
Knowing that this is a priority for the city. That's all.
Yeah.
The money may get tied up and someone may say, no, the money's not there. Or no, you know, I may go to the subcommittee and they're saying, well, you know, that's a stupid idea. We want to spend it all down in Everson.
You can deliver this.
But he wants a motion, a resolution.
Right, and that's it. Yeah, we understand that. Thank you. State name and address, please.
Brian Whittig, address 1109 Sumas Avenue, currently staying at 316 Columbia, because we're still displaced from our home. But this conversation is good, actually standing back for a moment and letting you guys have that conversation. This is so encouraging. I really will say so encouraging. And I just wanted to come up to encourage you to continue that conversation. Continue with John Scanlon. He came to my house and everybody kind of knows where I sit on a political spectrum. And I told John exactly, I said, look, you and I, we're not the same. And I told him everything that I heard about him, everything I know about him, but I so appreciated his time. And he shook my hand and he's going to come out and help me put sheetrock in my house. So this guy is a man of his word. So I will say, just to go ahead and continue this conversation and see what he has to say and what he's able to do, because I really think that, yeah, again, we all know it's not going to do much, but what it's going to do is it's going to encourage residents. It's going to allow us to know that you guys are on top of things and doing everything that you possibly can, and that the county is also doing everything that they possibly can. We're trying to get in the river. That's great. I had a great conversation with Edwin Feller. He's 82 years old. His only reason of trying to get to in the Senate is to clean out the river. He said, as soon as I can get Army Corps of Engineers here, I can die. I don't care. So that's his only goal, right? My only goal is to do the same, is to try to get the stuff cleaned out and fixed. So I'm very encouraged by your conversations, and I just encourage you guys to continue those with whoever that is. Reach across whatever aisles we have to reach across. Let's have these conversations. Let's get this done for the community. People, my house may be raised, but so many people aren't.
Yeah.
And that hurts, right? The only excitement that I have from this is that I know that the day the waters recede is I get to go out and help people faster than having to do my house and then go help people. So please, just keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The only other thing on the agenda is the Whatcom County Demolition Derby request.
So they're requesting a beer garden, the same situation as last year, same area. Chief DeBrien has reviewed it. He's okay with it. And I think it's September.
I said 19th or something.
19th, from the hours from 4 to 9 p.m. for the beer garden. So I was looking for a motion to approve it.
So moved. Are we waiving the fee? Are they paying the fee? Is there a fee to have the beer garden?
Well, there's just a fee for the rental.
They just pay for the rental.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second to approve the Whatcom County Demolition Derby request for a beer garden on September 19th at the rodeo grounds in the hours of 4 to 9 p.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. I think we covered flood committee stuff tonight. All right. And then Chief's out. Public Works, Finance.
I've got nothing.
City Clerk?
Nope.
Jim?
Nope.
Okay. Any other business?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
They were first and second to pay the bills. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Bills are paid. Any other business?
Could we just have a brief executive session just for me to update the council real quick on a legal matter that we were discussing last time?
Oh, okay. So we're going to go into executive session for 10 minutes?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'll take just a couple.
At 7:35. Sorry.
Back on the record.
You're not certified.
Oh, yeah?
No, no.
Yep.
7:35, we're back in open session after discussing legal matters. No action was taken during that time or after, so what, any other business?
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. Okay, we have first and second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Guests.